The environmental impact of fish farming is discussed in detail. Quite possibly, when hiking or sailing on the Canadian coast, you have seen small rectangular enclosures in the sea. These enclosures are fish farms, where tens of thousands of salmon are raised and sold on domestic and international markets. Many of these farms are run by James Olson, the owner of a successful Canadian fish farming business that has been active since the 1960s. Recently, however, he has been criticized by several groups that oppose ocean fish farming, arguing that the practice should be banned or severely restricted. One of these groups, Earth First, contends that ocean fish farming is harmful to wild fish. A farm of 100,000 fish produces the same amount of waste as 31,000 humans. This waste leads to toxic algae blooms, which kill wild fish. Additionally, fish often escape from fish farms, competing with wild fish for food and thereby reducing native fish populations. In the northern Pacific, it is estimated that over 1 million farmed Atlantic salmon have escaped. The Atlantic salmon have interbred with Pacific salmon, and this has weakened the wild Pacific salmon population. Another major issue is the spread of diseases from fish farmed in ocean cages to wild fish. Earth First is pushing for governmental regulations on fish farming, either banning them entirely or subjecting them to stricter environmental controls. Should fish farming be banned? Olson thinks such a move would be a disaster. Research has shown that fish farms actually do more to protect wild fish than to harm them. Fish farming greatly reduces the need to hunt wild fish, thereby preventing overfishing. This helps to prevent the depletion of natural stocks, such as the North Sea cod, a species that almost faced extinction within the last decade. Also, fishing with large nets often results in the killing of unwanted species, such as dolphins or seabirds. Fish farms are an excellent way to prevent such unnecessary deaths from occurring. Another group, Food Aware, is concerned that farmed fish cause human health problems. Farmed fish are fed antibiotics to fend off disease. There is evidence that feeding fish antibiotics leads to the growth of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which live in the fish and are eventually consumed by humans. The long-term effects of these substances on humans have not been fully researched. However, as fish farmer Olson points out, there is no conclusive research or governmental data proving that farm fish are bad for human health. He believes this is simply a marketing scare tactic to get people to support wild fishing. The world demand for fishing is increasing, and wild fish stocks are decreasing. And yet, it is still not clear whether fish farming is a solution or an additional environmental problem. It would appear that the jury is still out.